Haynes science teacher Pam Randles is the 2015 recipient of the Emma Walton Distinguished Service Award. Each year, the Alaska Science Teachers Association presents the Lifetime Achievement Award to a teacher who has made extraordinary contributions to science education. Randles has worked around Alaska and the world. She spent the past 7 years as education director at Tokchinik Watershed Council. She retired from that job this month. KH&S tagged along last weekend on what could be Randles' final ride with the Tokchinik program, Young Eagle Scientists.
This is a spotting scope, and it allows us to scan. Our goal here is to, from this location, do 360 degrees and count all eagles. And if we do it the same way every single time, then we can compare the data from year to year and see if there are changes.
Haynes is known for its large number of eagles, and the only group that has gathered comprehensive data on the eagle population in recent years is Tokchinik's Young Eagle Scientists. They are led by Pam Randles.
I don't want to just look at books about eagles. I want to actually go out and look at eagles, and so does everybody else. It's not just me. You learn things a whole lot better when it's authentic like that.
Getting out in the field and experiencing science firsthand has been Randall's main goal in her more than 30 years as a teacher.
The actual experience, authentic, hands-on experience, the learning is much greater. And it is also much easier for the teacher because the kids are into it. They're motivated. They're interested.
After Randles completed her degree in biology, she didn't want to be a teacher. She wanted to do field research. So she tried to apply for jobs with federal and state wildlife services. She says she was laughed out of the building.
So I was just kind of one of those things. You're a woman and that's not an opportunity.
Later on, Randles went back to school for education, and then the opportunities came along. Her first teaching job was in Anvik, a tiny village in western Alaska. Right away, she let her passion for field work drive her teaching.
The best part in the whole world with kids is you give them some science thing to do and they get all excited and have fun, and that's really the best part of being a teacher. You know, their eyes sparkle and they start asking questions and they start thinking, what if, and can we do this?
That research project-driven teaching style is why she started the Young Eagle Scientist Program with Tokchinik. Throughout the fall and winter, a group of students count eagles at designated locations.
We have the Chilkoot, which includes those two stops counted together. We have Mud Bay, Hooligan, which is
right above the airport.
Yeah. 10 Mile, which is, I think you can guess.
Eighth grader Dominic Stossel is the only Young Eagle Scientist along for the ride today. The other two students who were enrolled this semester have other commitments. Stossel is also Randall's grandson.
You're supposed to be as nerdy as me, Grandma. What happened?
I'm just a different kind of nerdy.
Yeah, I know. You're science.
Stossel and the other eagle scientists presented their research at an international science conference in Los Angeles this year. With accomplishments like that, you might think the Emma Walton Award was no surprise to Randles.
What was your reaction when you found out you were the winner of the Emma Walton Award?
I was flabbergasted.
Because, no idea.
I mean, I think of teachers who get awards are the ones that, you know, are 20-year veterans in a particular school and that sort of thing. And my career has been fairly checkered. I've worked with Watershed Council. I worked with the Peace Corps. I've worked overseas. I've worked all over the state. I haven't been one of those people that stayed in place for 20 years. And so I just kind of thought, that's just not going to happen.
That was a nice milestone to cap Randall's final year as a science educator, although it's not clear if she's actually getting out of the business for good. How does she feel about retirement?
I'm getting old and tired and I want some time off, but there's still a million things out there that I could do, so don't ask.
She could continue to lead the Young Eagle Scientists next year, depending on whether it ends up being a high school or middle school class.
Do you think this is going to be your grandma's last eagle science count?
I think whatever happens, grandma's always going to be a bird watcher. It's kind of her hobby. But I don't know if this is her final eagle count. I kind of hope not. No offense, Grandma. It's just, you're kind
I
of the
retire.
You're kind of one of the funnest people to do this with, you know?
Well, thank you.
And with that, they head out in another direction to continue their research and count more eagles.
Boy, there's a bunch of ducks out there.
Luckily, we're not counting ducks.
Yeah. Got an adult. Did you catch that?
Yep.
In Haines, I'm Emily Files.